Working on a Saturday?
Working on a Saturday. No days off.
It's true.
I know, love to see all your teammates out there, and Rob Gronkowski is still working his way back through his concussion, but just to see him out on the field today, how much do you sort of look at that and say, that's nice to see him back?
Yeah, it's always great to have him out there. He's a great player, great person, great teammate, and a big part of what we do. So obviously hurts when he's not out there for a lot of reasons, but he's doing the best he can do, and, we're all hopeful.
Does he bring a lot of energy just by his sheer presence when you see him out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's got a great personality and a great way about him. So he definitely has a joyfulness to him, and, he brings that to the team, and it's just a great attribute of his. It always has been since he got here.
Tom, when you look at Fletcher Cox and this defensive line, what makes them so tough? Power, speed, depth. Can you speak to that?
I think all those things. They've got a great defense. As good as we faced all year, and the D line is I think better than any team we faced all year. Fletcher Cox is a incredible player. But they're all really talented. They all play well together. I think they got a great scheme. Mixes in well with their coverages and what they do. But they've been playing well all year, and that's why they're in this game, and that's why we're in this game. And it's going to be a great game.
Tom, you're playing with and playing against guys who were just kids when you won your first Super Bowl. What do you say to your guys to get them ready for the moment that you're going to be going through for your eighth time?
I always say, I think Coach Belichick does a great job kind of getting the guys ready, and I feel like one of them. I mean, this is exciting for me too, so I've never taken anything like this for granted, and I think we're all very fortunate to be in this game. It's a lot of hard work to get here. It's exciting for us as players, coaches, for our families, for our friends, and what makes it great is when you go down there and you play great. So being a part of a couple of these losses, those are pretty tough to swallow. But I think you realize how much effort you have to put in to prepare. It's a very unique environment, unique game. And you have to be at your best. But in order to do that, you have to prepare as well as you possibly can.
Well, I know we don't want any distractions a week before the Super Bowl, but...
Let's talk about distractions.
It's actually a great distraction. It's 7 million views on your Facebook Watch video. You're letting people into your home like never before. It's definitely a change for you and your wife. Just wondering, why make that decision, and how do you feel about Tom versus time?
We'll stick to football this week, too. So I like that no distractions part. Okay. Thank you.
Do you remember your first interactions with Deion Lewis, and what's it been like to watch him develop in his three seasons here?
It's been great. I mean, he's done such a great job since he's been here. And when he got here, there was a lot of people kind of vying for that spot. And he really took advantage of it and has played so well for us, really as a feature back, and plays well in the passing game, run game, inside runs, outside runs, kind of does everything. Real good in blitz pickup, and Deion's very smart. So it's a great group, obviously with Deion, Rex, Mike, Brandon, and James. Those are five guys who can really play. And we've relied on all those guys at different points in the season, and you never know who's going to get most of the looks in a particular game. It just kind of depends how it goes. But all those guys are ready, and Deion's done had an incredible season.
Tom, this week Doug Peterson said that he wants his team focusing on themselves, not the Patriots. I guess from your perspective, I'm wondering, when you look at the Super Bowl, how much is focusing on what you guys do well versus what the Eagles are going to throw at you?
Well, I think you have to do both, because I don't think you can discount what they do well. We obviously have to focus on what we do well. And I think after, 18 games, it's hard to reinvent your entire team in, 2 weeks. And for what reason would that be? I think, they have their strengths. We have ours. It's going to come down to who plays the best. And, it starts with being who's the most prepared. And it's a lot of time to prepare still. I think we should use that time wisely. And obviously with a lot of things, you got to plan, and family and logistics and parties and all that stuff, can everyone what they need, just so we can make sure we go out and do the job we need to do.
What do you think of the Eagles in the city of Philadelphia taking on this underdog status mentality, wearing dog masks at the link? What do you make of all that?
I don't think much about, you know, mass that they wear or anything like that. I just try to focus on what we need to do. And it's a good team we're playing. They're a great team. They play well all season. They've been the best team, number one seed in the NFC. So I think that speaks to how well they played all year. And, you know, they're a great football team.
Tom, at the beginning of the season, you said we're about to start a marathon. Now you're in the home stretch. How would you describe the journey that this group has been on?
Well, it's, you know, I'm glad we're still playing. I think more importantly than anything, to be working this week is pretty special for all of us. And it's a great environment we're about to go into. So you're right. We're right at the finish line, I think. You know, it's one game to play, and there's a finality to this game. And, you know, we got to hopefully play our best possible game. That's what it's going to take. Playing against a team that challenges us in all phases. They've been great on special teams. They have a great offense, and they have a great defense. So I don't think anything less than our best is going to win the game. So hopefully it's our best.
Tom, a lot of your teams.
Thank you.
Guys.